This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Number one on this day in 1982 from Rocky III, Survivor and Eye of the Tiger. Academy Award nomination for Best Original Song, sold 5 million copies. Survivor's lead singer at the time, Dave Bickler, went to my high school, in fact, Bennett Academy in Lisle, Illinois. And if you remember some years back, the Bud Light Real Men of Genius ads, Dave Bickler, the singer for the Bud Light Real Men of Genius ads. Yeah, he was replaced after Eye of the Tiger. So the other Survivor hits that you might know, High on You and songs like that, that was Jimmy Jameson, lead singer on those tracks. But Dave Bickler on the vocals for Eye of the Tiger, number one for Survivor back on this day in 1982. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined on the phone lines now by Bonner Cohen, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. Also senior policy advisor with the Heartland Institute as well, nationalcenter.org, for more information. Bonner, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening with this piece. I know you discussed this. Trump EPA could double toxic cleanups over Obama's pace. Now, this is not the kind of story that we've been trained to expect from the Trump EPA, right? We should think the opposite.
Not the prevailing narrative that one hears, but in fact, Trump's Environmental Protection Agency is at long last turning one of the nation's worst programs, namely the so-called Superfund program, around. This is a program that was enacted in 1980 and was crafted to clean up heavily contaminated toxic sites. These were abandoned mines, factories from the early 20th century, late 19th century, where there had been spills of toxic chemicals and what have you. Well, the problem with the program has been that cleanups take a month of Sundays. It is the program is designed to enrich lawyers, to enrich mediation firms, and the emphasis on actually getting these sites cleaned up and restored to the communities in which they are located has never really been a priority of EPA. Well, Trump has turned that around, because as long as these sites are declared Superfund sites, no one will go near them. No redevelopment, not just the sites themselves, but the adjoining areas. And let me tell you how slow the cleanups are. The average time from a site being put on the Superfund list until final cleanup, 15 years.
Wow.
So you have an EPA employee assigned to the Superfund program. That EPA employee could spend a 30-year career at the agency and oversee the cleanup of a grand total of 2 sites.
So, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's incredible. And the whole program was designed not to be a burden on taxpayers, because we had this polluter pays principle. Mm-hmm. But what happens is, if you are identified under the crazy litigation scheme that's built into the law as having been responsible for not necessarily all the contamination on the site, but some of it, bingo, you get pulled into the Superfund litigation web, wherein you have an interest in finding somebody else who also may have participated in the contamination. Everybody sues everybody else. The lawyers get rich. This site gets tied up in litigation for years and years and years, and the losers are the communities.
I got to tell you, firsthand experience, Bonner. I lived in Rockford, Illinois for a while, and Rockford's an old factory town. A lot of those factories have gone away, and manufacturers have gone away. There are so many of these sites around town that all I recall living there was so many promises that it's going to be cleaned up, and it never happened, and nobody went near those sites. Why is this now a priority? What's changed?
Well, the former EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, who has since resigned, as Attorney General of Oklahoma, he had some of these sites in his states, too. And he realized that the program was counterproductive, that it left particularly states in the sites in the Rust Belt. And you cited Rockford, Illinois, but Michigan had a bunch of these things, Ohio, Pennsylvania, the old Rust Belt, but then back when we had a vibrant manufacturing sector in this country, which, by the way, is slowly coming back. But he recognized this program needs to be turned around. We need to shift the emphasis away from enriching lawyers and mediation contractors to actually restoring these communities. So they switched the priorities of the program. They let the mediation companies know that they were fed up with foot-dragging. They get these things cleaned up and also get them cleaned up to a realistic standard, not a standard of purity that never exists in Mother Nature in the first place, and restore these things to the community so that redevelopment can take place. If you take the Amtrak train, as I sometimes do from Washington, where I am, up to New York, you will drive through parts of Philadelphia and adjacent suburbs across the river in New Jersey, where, just as you mentioned in Rockford, you have one abandoned factory after the other. Nobody goes near them. Some of them are Superfund sites or could become Superfund sites. And what developer in his right mind is going to go anywhere near those places? Answer, nobody. So EPA says no. The Trump EPA said, no, we are not putting up with this any longer. We're turning the program around. And for all the sound and fury that people have heard about how Trump is anti-environment, in truth, his EPA is cleaning up many, many, many more of these sites than was ever done under Obama.
Bonner Cohen, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, also senior policy advisor with the Heartland Institute. Find more, nationalcenter.org. Bonner, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.